Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, out there and in here in the studio. Welcome to another edition of the Ethnically Diverse Literary Panel. I'm your host, Arthur D. Mitchell. The topic of our discussion today is a country. A country we all know located on the continent of Europe, Germany. It is widely known that the German people have made some mistakes in the past, but what does the country look like today? There are certainly a number of prejudices towards Germans and German culture, like the Lederhose, beer, and a strong sense of civil obedience and accuracy, but are those prejudices all true? Here to discuss the country and its inhabitants are Herr Christoph Schaefer, lorry driver and graduate of the Marie Curie Gesamtschule, Bonn.
Good evening, it's good to be here.
Fräulein Buchmeier, student of the cultural sciences at the University of Berlin, and may I just say right away, Fräulein, that Fräulein is a lovely German name.
That's a title. That's like Miss in America. My name is Ute.
Indeed. And Raúl Said Hernández Martínez, a store owner who has lived in Germany for 43 years.
I am very happy to be here. When my parents came here with me, we had nothing. Absolutely nothing. I was 15 years old back then, and I told her, Christina, this country we are going to, Germany, it is very intimidating. I hear they all wear stylish clothes like Lederhosen, and their supreme leader, Adolf Hitler, has made it possible that they are Autobahn.
Whoa, let me stop you right there. That's a good point, Autobahn. Herr Schaefer, you utilize the Autobahn in Germany on a daily basis, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Here's a question for you. I was fined today for going 100 miles per hour in the city. I was under the impression that there are no speed limits on German roads. It should be illegal for them to fine me, shouldn't it?
Oh, no. You got that one wrong. There are actually speed limits on German roads. It's not like you can go as fast as you please anywhere you want. There are even parts on the Autobahn where you're restricted to a certain speed. But why would you want to go that fast anyway? The prices for petrol have gone through the ceiling for the last years and even beyond. No ending in rising petrol prices in sight. Anywhere I go on my own, I'm using public transport. You wouldn't believe how much a liter is nowadays.
How much do you pay per gallon?
I wouldn't know what a gallon is, but I imagine pretty much.
One US gallon equals 3.785 liter.
Fräulein, hold on. If we all just started talking as we pleased, that would be anarchy. Please continue.
Well, I got to say, there's too much pollution anyway. Vehicle exhaust contributes regularly 60% of all carbon monoxide emissions nationwide, and up to 95% in cities, especially in the US, where people are heavily dependent on their cars. Over here in Germany, we're doing a little better since we have a good infrastructure and are able to rely more on public transport. Still, of course, both countries produce way too much waste. Too much for the world to bear, in my opinion.
You know who doesn't dirty the environment? Me. I have a camel, and I don't pay for petrol either. That is freedom.
Of course, freedom is a concept that is very important to us as Americans. It is the very foundation of our country. Me, for instance, I couldn't live without Judy. My gun. I would never feel safe. How do you stand on that, Fräulein?
Freedom? You cannot call it freedom when you're being allowed to carry a gun everywhere you go, can you? If I remember right, there are 70 million handguns in circulation in the US. This is 7 times more than in Germany. Thus, we over here certainly have fewer gun-related deaths. If freedom means being able to shoot each other in the face whenever you want, yes, I think America's the freest country in the world.
My grandfather used to have a gun in his home. I actually hurt myself playing around with it. You know, children. But I had to be taken to the hospital immediately, though.
Well, if an accident ever occurs, God forbid, in the States, we still have our healthcare system to fall back on, which is, as many argue, the best on this planet.
Oh, actually, we've got obligatory public healthcare over here.
That's true. That's a good...
I've got a very funny story to tell you. Once, while I was driving my lorry, an idiot in front of me suddenly changed lanes. I was so surprised that I swallowed the plastic spoon that I was eating my yogurt with. They had to make a little cut over here, see?
Oh.
Right. But I didn't have to pay a single cent. Insurance covers it all. Well, not my wife's breast implants, but that is another story. Have a look. Here, I brought some pictures.
Woo! Now that's good radio.
Yes. Well, even though I'm not rich, I can afford a good healthcare.
Well, good thing I'm rich then. I wouldn't want to live if I wasn't.
That reminds me of the one time when I was 14 and my appendix burst. I was in the basement when it happened. After I felt the unbearable pain, I immediately realized where it came from. I threw everything off the table, got myself a kitchen knife, and laid down. I just started cutting at the place where it hurt the most. And then I cut the appendix out from both ends. There was a lot of blood, so I got a towel and cleaned myself. Afterwards, I prepared a hot needle and a sewing thread to sew myself up. Then Christina, my wife, she prepared dinner and we watched American Idol.
Wow, that is a lovely story, Mr. Martinez. We have time for one more question. There is one great thing that I have experienced myself in Germany, which is the Oktoberfest. Man, I love myself some Weisswurst and sauerkraut.
Well, about that. That excessive consumption of animals is so embedded in our society that celebrations like the Oktoberfest or Thanksgiving in the US are defined by the Weisswurst and the turkey. What I want to say, in both our countries, over 98% of meat comes from factory farms. That's something we have in common.
Phew, that's a depressing note to go out on. Mr. Martinez, do you maybe have an anecdote to send us off?
Yes, I have one. What do you call an angry German?
I don't know. What do you call an angry German?
The sauerkraut.
Well, that was a waste. So, that's about all the time we have today for the Ethnically Diverse Literary Panel. I was your host, Arthur D. Mitchell, and I'll hear you next time. Good night, and good luck.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Night.